Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. You are loved. You are valuable to God, and that is all that matters. Your life has meaning and purpose. You are a child of God. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the His Promises podcast. My name is Tarina, your host, and I am so happy to be here with you today in this new year. I wanted to create a special episode for January 1st to get you fired up for what God is about to do in your life in 2025. Now, I know that God has given me a word, and hopefully he's given you your own word too. But I wanted to share with you today the word that God has given to me that I hope is going to bless you all who hear this. In this new year, I believe God is saying that our word for this year is prayer, and that our word for this year is prayer because he is pushing us into prayer, that prayer is going to be more important than ever in this season. And why is prayer going to be so important in this season? Because a lot of us are hoping for things, we're believing for things, we want things to happen, we want some kind of miracle, we want God to do something great in our lives, whether that's to build a successful business or have a family or meet somebody or whatever it is that you're hoping and praying for. I believe that this is the year God is calling us to pray more than ever. And what prayer does is prayer begins to shift our mindset so that we can start believing before we see the actual result. And I want to encourage you today that when you start praying, things start shifting, the atmosphere starts changing, and God starts doing something that you may not be able to see, but he does start working on those prayer requests. And so don't be discouraged in this year when it looks like nothing's changing, when it looks like your prayers aren't being answered, when it looks like God is not really there for you. I want you to know that he hears you, he's listening, and he already started moving, going before you, changing things in your favor. And I want you to be encouraged to know and to trust in God in 2025. Trust in his plan. Trust that he knows the timing. Trust that he knows what you want, what your desire is. And if it is something he believes is good for your soul, if it is something he believes is going to help you and strengthen you and give you what you need in this season, and he believes that it's something you need, it's something that will bless you, he is going to do that very thing. But what we have to do is we have to trust in him. We have to rely on him. So I want to talk about a few scriptures today. I want to talk about some scriptures today that support what I'm saying here, because I don't want you to think that, you know, I'm just getting these random things. I know that this word is from God, and this is why. Because in his word, it says this over and over again. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." That means that when God is asking us to have faith, he knows that it's because we have not yet seen it with our natural eyes. So we have to believe it. I think about after I was going through my miscarriages. I had went through two miscarriages, and it looked like my situation was hopeless. It looked like I would never have a child. It looked like my world was crashing in before my eyes, and it looked like everyone else was having a baby except me, and that God wasn't going to answer my prayer. But by the grace of God, I did not lose hope. By the grace of God, I held on to my faith. I held on to the promises of God in the Bible that say that children are a reward from him. I held on to the scriptures that said, "Ask and you will receive." I held on to the scriptures that said, "Walk by faith and not by sight." And because I did that, God did something mighty. And when I started to really seek out prayer, And I sought out prayer from every believer I knew, and I prayed every single day for my miracle baby. And I trusted in the Lord's plan that he knew the timing. He knew what was best for me and my husband. He knew what was best. And that's exactly what happened, is that when I began to give it to God and walk by faith and not by sight. And I want to also say this, that faith is action, right? The Bible talks about how faith without action is dead. So we can't say that we have faith and not live by faith. And what that looked like for me in my situation was that when I was going to have my daughter, when I was going to conceive for the third time, I didn't just merely say, I believe in God that my third pregnancy is going to be successful and my baby will live and not die. I didn't just say, I believe and trust in God. I didn't just pray. I didn't just ask people to pray for me. I didn't just read my word. But you know what? I took action steps that showed God that I truly trusted in Him to do a miracle in my body. I showed God by doing action steps to show Him that I trusted and believed in Him. And so what I did was I bought a onesie that said, for this child, I have prayed. And that was one of the action steps that I took that revealed my faith, that showed God that I was serious about this, that showed God that I trusted Him to do miracles in my life, that I trusted Him to send a blessing, and I trusted Him. So I want to give you some more scriptures that say, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we live by faith, not by sight. That Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. So maybe there's something in your life that you're believing for, that you're hoping for. And I want to encourage you today that your story is not over yet. Keep believing in God. Keep saying out loud the things that you want to see happen in your life. If you want a baby, keep saying, Lord, I believe you're going to give me a baby. I believe that you can do all things. And if you want a baby, I want to invite you to go check out my Miscarriage to Miracle podcast. I have another podcast called Miscarriage to Miracle. And that is where I talk all about my fertility journey and how I conceived after 2 miscarriages. And I bring the Lord in prayer into my episodes, and I talk about practical steps that I took, spiritual steps that I took, and all of that, and about my faith and fertility journey. So if you want to check that out, go to Miscarriage to Miracle podcast on Apple Podcasts. But again, I want to encourage you that in 25, God is going to answer your prayers, but you have to first pray them, and you have to believe that what you're praying for, God is able to do. I want to talk about the story of Mary and how when Mary was told that she would be the mother of Jesus, she never had intercourse before and she was never with a man. When she was told this, she was a virgin. And she kind of like was like, how is this possible? I'm a virgin. I never slept with a man before. But once that angel explained to her what God was doing, she said, she basically in that moment believed in God and trusted in Him and what He was getting ready to do. And even though that journey for her was not easy because she wasn't even married yet, and Joseph, her husband, could have left her because he didn't know what was going on. But thank God, God came to him in a dream and told Joseph that he can continue to marry Mary because this was going to be the Son of God and that she did not sleep with any man and that Jesus was going to be born through a virgin womb. And she had to trust God in that moment. And she had such great faith, such great love, such great trust and belief in God that while she went through a lot of difficulties, she did not let that stop her from believing and trusting in the Lord. So I want to read another scripture to you. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The reason why I want to tell you about that scripture is because maybe you've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for something. And for years or days or months, it seemed like nothing is happening. I want to encourage you that the moment you pray, and the times you pray over and over again, God hears you and He is moving on your behalf. And even when it looks like nothing is happening, you have to believe before you see the miracle. Believe before you see it with your natural eye, because God is listening and God is ready to bless you in 2025. He's ready to bless you according to your faith. So make prayer a daily habit. Make prayer something that you rely on throughout your day, throughout your week, and everywhere you go. Let God know what you're wanting. Let God know what you need. And I just want to say, what is the one promise from God that you're holding on to right now? What are you looking for from God right now? What are you asking God for right now? I want you to write it down, and I want you to pray over it, and I want you to put it on your wall. And every time you see that hope and what dream or whatever it is you're asking God for, I want you to pray over it, and I want you to put it on your wall to just say, God, so that you can look at it every day and say, I'm believing God for this. And don't give up. Don't give up, because God is with you and he is going to answer your prayer in 2025. I believe that is why prayer is a word that he's given to me, because he's going to bless you in 2025. He wants you to know that your prayers are being heard. And so I just want to pray us out today and say, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you for what you're doing in my sister's life. And I pray, God, that you will bless her that she will have the strength to continue praying day in and day out and trusting in you, the God who turns mourning into miracles, the God who makes things happen, the God who moves mountains, the God who's parted the Red Sea, the God who turned water into wine, the God who can raise Jesus from the dead. We know, Lord, that you're all powerful, all knowing. You can do all things. So I pray that my sister today will believe that you, Lord, can do miracles in her life. And I thank you, Jesus, that not only can you, but you will in 2025. 2025 is a new year. And I believe that in this new year, God is going to be answering a lot of prayers in this new year. So thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, for hearing us, and for only wanting what is best for us. God bless you, my sister and my friend, and take care and have a wonderful, blessed, and happy new year.
God bless you. And cling to his promises and don't let go.
Life is meaningless without God. It's true, but with him, a life with him is full, it's meaningful, it's filled with hope and joy and a peace that we can never experience from anyone else or anything else in this world. But the very first step to all of this is to believe in Jesus. So if any of you have been listening here and you want to experience the goodness of God and you're ready to be truly transformed, so that you can be more humble, more filled with faith, and so you can begin changing your life around to serve others and to be right with God, then I want you to pray this prayer with me. Father, today I choose you.
I want to walk closely with you so I can get to know myself better and become all you have called me to be. Please forgive me for my sin. I believe your son Jesus died for me and rose again. Thank you for this new freedom. Thank you. And I love you and I need you every day for the rest of my life. Amen. I believe that if you prayed that prayer, God is going to turn your situation around and give you joy and peace like you never experienced before. God bless you, my friend. Please send this to someone who may need to hear it. Okay, cling to his promises and don't let go. Bye-bye.